Welcome back. 418, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Friday afternoon, I am now joined by Meredith Summers, Washington Times reporter, who is responsible for a story in today's paper called Starting in the South, Flu Season Off to a Fast and Miserable Start. Is that why you're not in the building today? Because you have the flu and you're at home recovering?
No, you know what, Andy? I thought that way. I was kind of hoping I would get sick because I have so many good books from Christmas that I just want to sit and read. And then after talking to doctors, this is not the flu you want to get. This is like aching, puking, 100 and plus degree fever.
Yeah.
It's not a good kind of sick.
Yeah. All right. So,
nope, today's just a day.
All right. So why so early this year? Do we know?
I was also talking to a couple doctors, and this is the sort of sickness that reporters hate because you can't just point to one thing and go, that's why this is causing this, you know, why it's so early, or that's why it's so severe. All that the officials from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention know is that it's an early strain. Usually we start getting people calling out sick for flu right about now, and they've been getting calls in as early as mid-November around Thanksgiving. It's the earliest start that I guess the country has been reporting flu since 2003 when there was a similar strain that hit a bunch of people and just, you know, put them on their backs for a week at a time just because it was such a bad flu.
Yeah. And what strain is this? Is this the bird flu, the elephant flu, the B1 bomber flu? What's the name of it this time around? Do we know?
This one is the H3N2. So it is not the swine flu, as everybody, we all recall that back in 2009. But this is all fancy science and proteins that, as a reporter, I have no idea about. But all I've been told is that H3 tends to be a little bit more severe. That was the kind of one we had back in 2003, 2004, when we had another early start. So this is just one. It's a common flu, but it's still a kicker.
All right, so it's the same old symptoms, right?
Yep, same old symptoms. You know, you get that achiness, the sneezing, coughing, headache, body ache, a fever where you get into like the 100 degree range, which, you know, you don't want to get. And if you get serious, it goes much higher. But it's the typical flu that nobody likes to get.
Yeah. Flu shots, indication they're working on this one?
Well, you know, it's sort of interesting. More people are getting flu vaccines at the same time. More people are getting sick. And so you think, wait, that doesn't seem to make sense.
Yeah.
And the doctors say it still is helpful. You should get it because every year they make a new flu vaccine. It's kind of like the cold. There's a bunch of different kinds of flu. And the one that's out now is supposed to be fighting this strain. But the doctors said, hey, it's still going to take a couple weeks to kick in. And if you've been traveling for the holidays, you've been around a lot of people, or you've been exposed to someone, you might still get it even though you have the flu. But if you get the vaccine and you get the flu, it tends to be a little bit weaker.
So yeah.
Get it.
I'm curious, is there a time frame where we're subjected to the flu? In other words, what you just said makes sense. Go ahead and get the shot. But if you get the shot and it takes 2 weeks to kick in and the flu season ends in about 2 weeks, there's no sense in it. But, I mean, is there some length of time that is indeed flu season?
It usually runs about 3 to 4 months. So, yes, so we'll start. Normally the peak happens about now and everybody, you know, the report stops, you know, flowing in. So hopefully by, you know, February, March, when springtime hits, that's usually when it stops. But, one of the doctors for the CDC said the most predictable thing about the flu is that it's unpredictable.
Yeah.
So nobody ever knows. So tomorrow it could immediately stop, or we could just have a bunch of people calling out sick.
Yeah. Did you get the flu shot?
I am going to go get mine now. I'm one of those people that's like, maybe I'll go get it when I have the time. And now having reported on all the gross mucus and nastiness that comes with the flu, I'm getting mine. So
yeah.
Get yours too.
Yeah, you know, I think I haven't gotten one this year, and maybe I should. We used to, you know, they used to have someone come to our workplace years ago and actually, just do it right there in the.
Yep, I remember that too. Yep.
Yeah, the good old days. Oh well, I guess I have to go to the doctor. Have to go to the doctor and actually pay for it.
Yeah, walk uphill both ways to get to the doctor in the snow, barefoot.
There you go. All right. Now the flu has moved into our area. Is that what I'm to understand? It's made its way up from the south.
Yeah. What's interesting, and again, there's no rhyme or reason, but the flu tends to start in the south, reports of the flu anyway, and kind of moves up southeast. So Louisiana's been hit, Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama, And Virginia is also one of those considered widespread flu influenza illness. And widespread in a state means at least half of the state is reporting an uptick in the flu. And so we are one of those states.
Mm-hmm. And so, is there any indication as to how long the normal flu lasts?
You know, it's usually a week. Once you get the fever, which of course is the most uncomfortable part of it, that means your immune system's already kicked in and is trying to fight it. But it's not like one of those colds where, you know, it'll last forever. And it's also one of those ones that can kind of just sneak up on you. So that's why it's good to go and get your flu shot and push a lot of fluids. If you end up getting the flu, just drink as much ginger ale and Gatorade and water as possible. And watch a lot of crummy Lifetime movies. That's the official recommendation of the CDC.
Yeah, that's right.
By CDC, I mean me.
Hey, on a more serious note, have there been deaths associated with this year?
You know, that is what's sad. The flu, you know, for you or me, it probably isn't going to bother us too much. It'll be uncomfortable, but the flu affects most severely young kids, like young babies, and older people. And I believe already there's been more than a dozen infant-related deaths because of the flu. Flu leads to pneumonia. Yeah, so it's definitely not something everybody jokes about. You know, oh, gosh, yeah, the whole school is going to be out sick. But, yeah, if you don't take care of it, if you're a young person, the CDC recommends, I think as early as 18 months, you can start giving your kids vaccines. So I spoke to a pediatrician in Northern Virginia, and she said that her office just has a clinic or just like a time where you can come in and get your flu shot, so you don't have to wait online and have an official doctor appointment. It can be like, hey, here's your vaccine out the door, because kids can be at such risk if they don't take care of themselves.
Yeah. All right, folks, if you haven't checked it out, it's in today's Washington Times. Starting in the South, flu season off to a fast and miserable start. It is by Meredith Summers. Thank you so much for joining me on your day off.
Not a problem. Cover your face when you sneeze, and don't go making out with everybody, because it's a respiratory illness. So
don't go making out with everybody.
I'm just saying, Andy, that's how we're spreading things. So
okay.
Be careful.
I trust you won't be doing that this weekend either.
Nope. It'll just be me on the couch watching Lifetime movies.
There you go. See you later. Thanks, Meredith.
All right. Bye, Andy.
Bye. I like her. She's just so much fun to talk to. You know, kind of a carefree spirit. Good for her. Beware, folks. Evidently, early start to the flu season. Probably not a bad idea to go get that flu shot.